Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican was tired of all the bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their face, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Garage Shot Radio Show. And now I introduce to you the loudest spick from Brooklyn, Louis B.
I was born in Brooklyn, okay? My accent's the fucking Brooklyn accent, okay? Okay?
Daddy Yankee is up in the chat room. Oh, wait, no. I guess I'm Daddy Yankee. You know how that's actually worked for me? I would go to, like, a Sizzlers or, a TGI Fridays, like, outside of New York City. And I'd be like, do you know who I am? I'm Daddy Yankee. And they would actually get me a seat. It's like, you're Daddy Yankee? I'm like, yes, I am Daddy Yankee. Me encanta la gasolina. Oh, snap, that is you. Speaking about music, today's the unsigned artist listening party. We do every Wednesday, new time, new earlier time, 5 o'clock, live. Hopefully, you start telling your friends to come by. So it's like at that perfect time where, you know, people can still are usually home or coming home from work. And they have time to chill out before they shower and go clubbing. I know it's Wednesday, but people go clubbing on Wednesdays. So, so what we're going to be starting off the show with a personal favorite of mine. He is a freestyle legend, dance music, back in the day, you know, when this was hot. He actually has a new song, the new hotness for the summer. This is by my homeboy Koro, and this is the song, Let's Get Away.
Oh, the world.
I wanna say.
Yo, that's that was Koro with his song. Let's get away. Check him out, myspace.com/KoroMusic. And just for Iconoclast, he wanted some Taco Bell music. So fine. This is La Vision with Al Desnudo. Or all nude.
Tranquilito, tú y yo, haciendo, y haciendo el amor, tú y yo. Y al desnudo, y haciendo el amor, tú y yo, nena. Tranquilito, tú y yo, y haciendo el amor.
En vez de lista, si llama pizza, ya ve durita, no asustes que tú quieres solita. Sin embargo, tú demuestras que es tu pinta. No dudo lo que tú quieres de mí ya. Tú sabes que me gusta sentir más cuando tú sueltas de más, es tumbado de que eres mal. No pares cuando tú piensas de Zumber. Yo soy más alcalde que medio Zumber. Cuando me das tu ser, yo por tu viento soy bien. No como más que ayer. Sin pena, soy él. No quiero lastimar. Eso no es de que tú crees, me dejas. Demuestra lo que tú sientes de nuestro. Amor es el tuyo, a tus derechos.
Tranquilito, tú y yo, haciendo, y haciendo el amor, tú y yo. Y al desnudo.
Tuvimos muchas tus sonrisas sin prisa. Te muestra mucho tu manía. Las nubes con su pleno momento, porque sería.
Quiero tocarte. Quiero hacerte mía. Hazte mi bebé. Dame tu cuerpo negra. Tú sabes. Quiero tenerte a su lado. Yo quiero. De tu cuerpo todo es tuyo. Desnudo.
That was Al Desnudo by La Vision. Check him out on his MySpace. It's myspace.com/MUNITOFINO. It's Munequito Fino. Munequito Fino. So that's MUNEKITOFINO. So, enjoy. And just actually, this just in, because it was requested by Iconoclast. We actually were able to get the song just now. And, yeah, hold on. It's all about the Benjamins from the Taco Bell song, so enjoy.
It's all about the rubber bands, baby.
Short on the greenbacks. That's what it's like growing up in the cul-de-sacs. Mobbing to the bell, we're getting something to eat. Have my shorties counting dimes, cause today's my treat. I'm a big dog, my pocket's full of change. Throw the dimes in the air, kid, I'm making it rain.
It's all about the Roosevelt's baby.
Flash them dimes, 79, 89, 99.
It's all about the Roosevelt's baby.
Give me tacos and nachos and what
you hold. It's all about the Roosevelt's baby.
T-A-C-O-B-E-L-L. Pockets empty, wallets looking lean. Paper money's out, silver's on you green. Cruising to the bell, we're rolling cars three deep. Coinage in the glove box, dimes under the seats. I'm like a banker, always rolling with change. I ain't a player, I'm just playing the game.
It's all about the Roosevelt's baby.
Flash them dimes, 79, 89, 99.
It's all about the Roosevelt's baby.
Tacos and nachos and what you hold.
It's all about the Roosevelt's baby.
Hit the T-A-C-O-B-E-L-L.
It's all about the Roosevelt's baby.
Want to pay more?
We get the point. I guess it is much better with the video. I don't know. I was just kind of... That was lame. That was lame. But that was for a kind of class. We try to help out the less fortunate. I'm just kidding. So, we're going to be moving on. We're going to be playing some... Hold on. Bethy, no, I was playing a character. I was messing around to help you get back at those people on that message board. Cheater. Yeah, okay. You knew the deal. You knew the deal. It's all fun and games until girls start trying to grab you and choke you out. Don't think of me. Uh-oh. I should have kept my mouth shut. Anyways, this is... we're going to be playing some... My Beloved Tragedy from their album Say Goodbye, track number 6. This is Sanctuary.
Still want me now. tight and hold me gently. Rain has fallen, darkness ending. Recite to me words of magic, so my ending's not so tragic. But will you stand the time it takes till this is finished? Will you hold me upright when my strength diminished? Do you think that you can own me? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fire with all your thoughts of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me now? Do you still want me?
Website, well, from MySpace, it's myspace.com/wearembt, and it's the word R, not the letter, so it's wearembt. They got some shows coming up. They are from Columbus, Ohio. They're going to be July 18th at 6 p.m. at the Newport Music Hall in Columbus, and August 15th, 6 p.m., again, Columbus at Clubhouse Summer Rock Show. And they actually have a tour coming up in October. They're going to be in Detroit, Cleveland, again, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., Fayetteville, North Carolina, Tampa, Florida, Nashville, Tennessee, and Covington, Kentucky. And why the hell aren't they not coming to New York City? But, no, they're fantastic bands. Actually, they have this fantastic song I'm trying to get them to send me, Ohio Sky. It's fantastic. So, can I talk? You check them out, myspace.com/wearembt. So, yes, we're going to be, right when this happens. All right, we're going to be playing their second song. This is, again, from their Say Goodbye album. It's, again, My Beloved Tragedy with When Will It Die? Okay, my bad. I would like to give a big shout out. We got Tammy, we got Beth, we got Jethro. Iconoclast just left us, but it's gonna be fantastico. All right. So we're back. Let's go back to the music. This is My Beloved Tragedy with When Will It Die?
Take me back to the New Year's holiday. My eyes got hurt, my body faded away. My words deserted me, they left me out in the cold. The city spoke up, and soon enough I was sold. And then we kind of jumped into the end of the night, into the new year.
Oh God,
I knew it was right. And then the next day, she laid it still by my side. I put her hair back, so I can take in those eyes. Woo! Every day I dress for a funeral. It's gonna kill me.
Check them out, myspace.com/wearembt. We got Mistress Kitty. She's in the chat room. She's, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing well, Louie. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, here spinning some tracks for the people
cool.
On the internets.
I think that's cool you do that. I think it's a great thing.
Thank you. Thank
it
you.
It is. And I like to listen to the stuff and also want to say hello to everybody else.
Yeah, big shout out to, we got Tammy, we got Jethro. Jethro's still here. He said he was going to go, but you know what? Once you get caught up in the Louis B. Crotch Out Radio Show web.
I know. It's just like a you're just like a big old spider, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, you get addicted and you're in my web and, you know.
Mm.
I'm like the crack spider. Has anyone ever seen that video? They give these spiders various drugs.
No.
Yeah, no, it was done. It's pretty. Hold on, let me see if I can try to find it. If I find it, I'll download it. It's hilarious.
I'll bet that sounds pretty funny.
About on spiders on drugs.
That sounds pretty funny. Well, you know, our show's a little addictive too.
Yes.
Probably not as much as yours, but you know, whatever. As long as somebody gets something out of it, that works. You know.
Yeah, you know. So you know, you go in there, you bust a nut, and that's that, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got.
Guess who wants to call me? I'm going to tell her to call the show.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds lovely.
I thought so.
Okay. Well, Tammy's got to go pick up the bambinos.
Oh,
hurry back. Yes, me and Tammy are dating. Supposedly.
Are you?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Well, that could be good news then.
Not yet.
Be careful with those babies, Tammy.
Yes.
Bye. Well, now Jethro left too.
Yeah, Jethro had to go. He, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no, it's you.
Man, no. It's probably the air conditioner does that to me.
You think?
Yeah.
Not staying up all night?
It's probably that too. I mean, I'm nocturnal. There's daylight. I usually don't wake up until it's dark out.
You know what? That's me, too. It doesn't matter. Even if I've had enough sleep, I really don't come alive until, like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm still kind of in my, you know, lazy mode. Around 7 is when I really come alive, 6, 7 o'clock.
Right, right.
And that's like year-round. I've been like that since I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm a night owl.
Yep.
So, here it is. It's a one-minute clip. This is the Crack Spider's Bitch.
The wood spider is the most accomplished of all web-building species. Recently, scientists gave these tiny creatures a variety of psychoactive drugs to observe their effects on web-building. When given a minute dose of LSD, the spider's web took on an unfamiliar, minimalist structure. When given caffeine, the web structure was not affected, but the spider's behavior was. Given THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, the spider didn't build a web. It built a hammock, where it lay all day and watched the caffeine spider go. When given alcohol, the spider built a web, found a mate, and raised over 100 young. But the mate got a restraining order, and now the spider can't go within 100 centimeters of the web. The crack cocaine spider figured building webs was for suckers, waited till the caffeine spider was exhausted, then came up behind it and popped a cap in its ass. Nice web, Mr. Crack Spider. When winter came, the marijuana spider had no place to live. It ended up in the crack web as the Crack Spider's Bitch. For more information on the Crack Spider's Bitch, contact the Canadian Wildlife Service in Ottawa.
Interesting study. Interesting study on drugs affecting spiders. Can't be having.
I liked it. I liked it. I liked it. Where'd you find that?
On YouTube. Just search for crack spiders, bitch. Pretty much.
That's pretty
cool. So let's continue with the music, because that's what the show is about.
Well, absolutely.
This is... Ah. Because this is what we all are, until we finally realize what's going on.
Okay.
This song is called Army of Slaves. By... Who sings this? Pui. So enjoy.
Pui?
Pui. P-U-I.
Okay, Pui. Gotcha.
Yeah. Check them out, myspace.com/PuiMusic. That's P-U-I music. Let's see what's up. They got any shows coming up soon. And, of course, their website is loading slow as hell. You can actually download their stuff off iTunes. They got they actually got some other songs. They got Dance Monkey and Live and Learn. Yeah, so far I can't see if they have any shows coming up. So while we wait, while I wait, this is again Pui with Live and Learn on the Cratchit Out Radio Show. Oh my, we just stopped the song real quick. We got Alexis. Got Alexis in the chat room. Oh my goodness. We got the whole, we have the whole squad from the My Talk Dirty show. Oh my goodness.
I made her do it.
Oh, you made her do it. Oh.
I did make her do it.
Oh, so you're the dom in that relationship.
Yeah, I like to make her do things.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey now.
Well, you're going to, hey now, you need to call in and defend yourself. Otherwise, we're going to talk about you.
Yeah, we're going to talk dirty about you.
We've gotten big in a minute.
Yeah. So what's this about Alexis liking anal? Anyways, we're going to find out more about that after this song. Live and Learn by Pui.
Pick on her.
That was Pui with their song Live and Learn. Check them out, myspace.com/PuiMusic. We got Mistress Kitty. And, oh, Alexis is on.
Hey, hey.
So, how you doing?
I'm doing. How am I doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I got the early show, so that way... Oh, crap. I've been doing this show for 45 minutes. Let me go to quick commercial break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
The Crotch Shot Radio Show has a new comment line. Give us a call and tell us what you think. Maybe some suggestions on what we should talk about. If it's funny or just fucking stupid, we'll air it live on the next show. Give us a call at 206-777-0137. The code is *1040799. That number again, 206-777-0137. The code is *1040799. Or just go on CrotchShotRadio.com and find the widget. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you. When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Please visit our sponsors on CrotchShotRadio.com, like Blockbuster. Oh, crap, I really got to change that. But, we got some sponsors. We got actually a new sponsor of the Crotch Shot Radio Show, Herbal Smoke Shop. If you want some legal, potent buds, check out Herbal Smoke Shop. Just click the link on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We also got some sponsors from Blockbuster Total Access, over 80,000 titles, free in-store exchanges, no late fees on online rentals, and the Apple Store, home of the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and the MacBook. Get your tech. Get great tech at great prices. And if you're into tech and you're looking for a job, just check jobs. Connecting IT's best.
Truth Brigade Radio, live at 7 p.m. only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Truth Radio has just gotten hotter.
Damn it, I really got it.
Hello?
Hi, hold on.
Hope you're all right, it's been love for me. Take it all right, I'm not the place to stop you.
Get some more commercials on tape, and so that way I don't sound like a fool. And so that way Mistress Kitty don't start talking when she's not supposed to be talking.
You're funny.
I said, oops, I'm sorry. Well, I don't know if I said sorry, but I said, oops, I wasn't sure if I should talk or not.
Yes.
But it was, you know, like kind of a silence there, and I thought, well, maybe somebody should say something.
I got it on control.
Well, I need
yes.
to.
I'm the Dom right here. I'm the Dom.
Yeah, let's backtrack on that a minute. Hold up a cotton pick a minute. What was that earlier comment?
Excuse me? Excuse me? What? Oh, yeah, right now we're... So, how long have you been into anal?
Actually not that long.
Ah. What made you go down the Hershey Highway?
Right, exactly.
Oh,
no, that
on.
Sounded all wrong.
Yeah, it did.
Wow. Bye, chocolate people.
No.
Not that kind of chocolate.
So how long have you been drilling for oil?
Yeah, I've been drilling boys more than boys have been drilling me, I would say.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Uh-huh. They're the kind of guys that don't like to admit it that they like it, but they do it in private anyway, you know?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been getting drilled?
Well, how long has it been since you called in? Because I feel like I just got screwed. So anyways. Her.
Wow.
Wow.
Truth Brigade Radio, live at 7 p.m. only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Truth Radio has just gotten hotter.
I get paid 5 cents per play.
That's great.
Truth Brigade Radio.
I'm just kidding. I don't get paid nothing.
Well, that's good. Either way, I mean, hey. So what is the topic of your discussion today, or do you have one just open floor?
It's pretty much open floor, but we're focusing more on the music. This is
gotcha.
The unsigned music show, if you can see it on the right-hand side.
Okay, I sure do on the left-hand side on my screen, but absolutely.
Oh,
you know
okay,
what, well, Louis B?
Yes?
And that is what Mistress Kitty and I have been interested in wanting to compile, is to get something together for those unlabeled artists who are interested in making their own little side money or whatever they're going to do and trying to promote them. And we don't ask for anything. And I think a lot of times that there's bands that think there's some kind of gimmick behind it or that we're trying to take them for something. And actually, it's really just a matter of trying to get the communication going, you know, some kind of connection. So
right. I mean, I tried asking my guys if they were interested, and they were like, no.
I know. Everybody's afraid of what, you know, a signing company is going to say if they do something like that. So
I mean, unless they're like an established band like Evan Steinfeld.
Mm.
Who's married to, what's her name? Tara Patrick?
What's the point?
he's married to Tara Patrick, and now he's a porn star.
Yeah. Well, look,
yes.
Even the guy from Harry Potter, he did a play that he was all nude in. Come on. The main character did.
Yeah, well.
And everybody dabbles in that kind of stuff.
Why couldn't it have been Hermione? I don't want to see Harry Potter's wand.
You know what, though, Louis B?
Yeah.
Just the reason why what you're saying now as far as, you know, people really not interested because they're afraid of what the, you know, what others are going to think or do or what that's going to do to their name, that's exactly the reason why we have the problems we do out there, you know? That's what makes it so difficult.
People are afraid of porn and people embrace the porn. This world will be a lot better place.
I'll tell you what. I don't know about getting into the politics and stuff, but I just heard something today that kind of interests me a little bit, piqued my interest.
Wow.
I don't know how you feel about Al Franken. I really don't have any opinion on him whatsoever because I really never, you know, watched too much about him anyway.
Well,
but
one commentator says, don't we already have enough politicians to laugh at?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that I can agree with. But he did bring up an interesting question to Sotomayora, or whatever the hell her name is, Mayora.
Sotomayor.
There you go. I can't say the name right.
Sotomayor.
But he had asked a question today about the restriction of the internet usage and what she thought about that. You know how other countries have things that are limited because they don't want to make people visualize some things that are seem to be offensive or whatever, defamatory or whatever
the
case may be.
They let the Middle East, they ban porn, other websites, Iran bans Twitter usage, you know, stuff like that, so that way they can't get any information from the outside or they can't get information out.
Right. Well, we don't want that blocked.
China.
I know that.
Australia does that.
Australia does it too?
Yep.
I didn't know that. I really don't want us to be blocked or censorized. That's the last one. The last thing I want to happen.
See,
yeah,
that
you know.
Just makes the First Amendment hairs on my neck just stand up.
That's what they were bringing up.
When I
too.
Hear anything about censorship.
And she, you know what her response basically was to that? Is for the most part, they're going to take it case by case. You know what I mean? And if it seems to be, you know, something offensive or defamatory or whatever, then it could be where you can have prejudice charges against you. However, he kept bringing up, well, what about the First Amendment? And there's, like, two parts to that. One, where you can openly and freely say what you want without, you know, being penalized for it. But the second part gives restrictions, which I'd like to learn more about that, to tell you the truth, because I want to see what kind of loopholes they got. And what they think they can get away with, because
well, they can't. You can't scream. You can't scream fire in a crowded room. You can't
right.
say. You can't say stuff that hey, you know, I'll give you $500 to go kill somebody.
Right.
You know, you can't say that.
Right.
Well, you can. You just it's against
you
the
can't,
law.
You can't go into. You can't go into a crowded kindergarten and scream, "Pedophile, run!"
Right.
I've done that once, and
you're silly.
It was funny as hell because they were like, "What? Stampede?" You know.
Mm-mm-mm.
So that poor 5-year-old kid broke his leg. It was oh well.
See,
it was almost like Vietnam.
Sick, sick, sick. Almost like Vietnam. You better be careful with references to that. Now, there's some people that come after you. There's people come after your ass for that.
Yeah, I know.
King
yeah,
Louis.
There's some people from Africa that will kick my ass. Yes, I
oh, my God. Well, it's
so, anyways.
Show. It's your show. I'll let you.
Yes. Yes. Actually, since we got two domesticated women here.
Yeah. Domesticate
we have, I have this song.
And we domesticate others.
Yeah. So we
yeah.
got, there's a song called Domestic Violence.
Oh, you played this the last time I was on, you little creepo.
So enjoy. This is by J. Luna y Los.
I'm not listening. La, 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 la.
me know what it's all mean. You got a letter, throw a chair on you. Sleep through my nose, boom on your head. Somebody with a face, so it's true, I'm a bear. We fight, then we stare, so I'm gonna end the fair. So I'm capable of missing you whenever you're not there. All kind of bruises in our body, making love and pain. Baby, come and get it, neighbors thinking we insane. So bring it back, baby, you gonna drive me crazy, crazy, crazy.
Domestic violence. Jesus Christ. It still makes me cringe. And I hear this all the time. It's become my theme song. So how you ladies doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. And to tell you the truth, I hope that next month when my Ball Bustin' Babe song comes out, you'll be willing to play that too.
Well, if you sing?
I'm going to make the attempt. I do hypnotic videos and stuff like that in MP3s, but there's a possibility.
How's about you sing a few bars? Let's see what you got.
Oh, no. We ain't doing that.
Yes, we are. We're doing it.
No.
Yes.
You can't make me do that now.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
I can leave.
See ya.
Oh, that was wrong. Okay.
Yeah. That's the thing. You can't be afraid. You know. Oh, she hung up. She hung.
No, I didn't.
I was about to say, like, yeah, you know, you can't be afraid of a woman leaving. You're like, I'm gonna leave. All right. Just when you decide to get back, if you hear moans and groans, don't get upset.
I hear you. You're silly.
Oh,
no.
Nothing pisses a woman off more when she's like, I'm leaving you. All right. Boop boop boop. Hey baby, you wanna go hang out tonight?
It's like, what? That doesn't know.
I gotta say, I like the line about, okay, but if you hear moans and groans when you get back, don't get pissed off.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I'm going to use that the next time I hear, I'm going out.
Oh, you just want to use that to emasculate. You just want to kill somebody.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness.
No, for real, I don't just say it to say it, though. I was just teasing you. I don't like saying that.
I know women say it just to say it. It's like, you know what? I'm leaving. You know what? Bye.
Do that. If I'm going to, I'm just going to and just say, hey, that's it. It's over. Sorry.
Thanks for letting me know. When you get there, write me.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Peace.
That's right.
You know what? Well, how would you feel if I was to leave you? At this point, freaking relieved.
Like, comment.
Yeah.
Actually, I got this other song. This kid, he does some hilarious songs. They're not meant to be hilarious, but he has this song called Exchange.
Uh-huh.
And how's about you ladies guess what's Exchange about?
A few different things like that come to mind, so...
What'd you say, Louie? What's the Exchange about?
Snowball swapping?
What?
I said snowball swapping.
Ew. No. Ew.
Power exchange.
I know I'm fucking around, though. I had to throw that in there.
Oh, my goodness. She said fucking around. Oh, my goodness. The FCC is going to come get us.
Well, I'm so sorry. I really am.
I'm just kidding. That F word is
always on the tip of my tongue. I can't help it, babe.
So saw a D word. And what's perhaps that? A D word or a C word. That's always on your tip of your tongue.
What? A clit or a dildo?
Fine, whatever. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess there's two C words and two D words that's always on the tip of your tongue.
I was just trying to make it sweet and innocent for a minute, as much as innocent could be.
No. You could have said chocolate.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or diamonds.
Well, that's true.
But no, you have a dirty mind, don't worry.
I do. I'm so sorry.
And that's why we love you.
Aww.
Yes, we here at the Crutch Out Radio Show love our whores. I'm just kidding.
That's all right. I'm the best phone whore you ever find.
Mm.
Besides Mistress Kitty, of course.
Yes.
Mistress
anyway.
Kitty?
Nah, she, yeah.
I'm here. I just had myself muted for a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Because... Well, nothing. I was upstairs. And
what happened? You got yourself a solar-powered dildo and you were recharging it?
Yeah, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was upstairs.
I just think, you know what? I think I'm going to invent that, the solar-powered dildo. So that way when women need to recharge it, they'll just have it on the windowsill. Or just sticking their hand out the window trying to get some sunlight to it.
That's a good idea. Then you can watch what all the neighbor ladies are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
a vibrating blow-up doll would be better, though.
Yeah, but that would be just too expensive.
Dude, I'll make it reasonable. In fact, I'll even make one maybe formed like me.
Oh.
Mistress Kitty can get one formed like her. And boy, we can double D it.
Well, with that said, this is Intercambio or Exchange by J. Luna y Los.
Yo no entiendo por qué ella me mira siempre. Tampoco entiendo por qué me gustaría. Lo más terrible de este caso es que ella es ajena. ¿Cómo le explico a mi propio amigo?
¿Cómo le explicarle a mi propio amigo que la novia de él dijo no sé lindo? Y me gusta, yeah, I like it. I would like to cover my power, I'd like to try it. I ain't gonna put my phone in a cell phone, baby, cause we'll be all turning on around to Rafael. This is the time to go through all my hesitation. Let me call him up, now what's up, explanation?
Hello?
No disrespect, cause only you produce me.
What?
You're my boy, why you trying to seduce me?
Huh?
You're the cat, cause you try to use me. Check who was loyal, what she wanna do me.
Yo tengo amigo de mí.
No.
Gritos.
Te toma mucho.
the wake of the ones that I love. So my mind being guided by lust to leave you, join her, make it up. Let me know you can love me. Yeah, I'm gonna see you win. I don't have to get back on the phone. I'm gonna get back on the phone. They told me more than me. No.
La decisión que hicimos, porque este intercambio fue really good, right? Stay lonely and low.
That was Jay Luna with his song Intercambio or Exchange, which is the English title. So, ladies, what you think of that?
I loved it.
What you think of the subject matter?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Alexa.
No, I'm good. I was just jamming. You got to remember where I'm at right now, and it's like for quite a few years I was introduced to like reggaeton and I like bachata, merengue, salsa. I like that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying too. So anything that's don't know. You don't want to get into that too much and then start a whole horny conversation all over again. We go from music to sex. I can't help it. All right, I'll stop.
Well, that's how the music is designed.
Oh, of course it is.
That's how bachata, reggaeton, salsa.
Reggaeton. Come on, get the roll going on.
Merengue. I'm saying it the white person way.
Oh,
so
God.
So that way you can understand.
Oh, that way I can, like, go behind you and say it the right way?
I would like to go behind you.
You got the white girl correcting the Spanish guy. Who's,
you know what? Like, seriously, if you were in front of me, I would just be intentionally dropping crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, Alexis, can you pick that up for me, Rook? Thanks.
Bésame el culo, papi.
Well, yeah, you don't have to ask me twice. In high school, I used to catch girls. They like, kiss my ass. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, but you don't speak Spanish, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Un poquito. Yo no hablo mucho, pero cuando necesito hablar.
So what was that last part?
When I need to talk.
Oh.
I will. Yeah. Yeah.
I understand just a little bit, but... You
hablo cuando yo están peleando con esos pendejos ahí.
don't ask me to respond. I just like to hear it. I can't talk all that much now.
Ah, tú encanta lo español.
You know what? Tú comprendo mucho, but I can't think how to say it right.
Okay, entonces...
But se habla un poquito.
Okay, ¿tú entiendes eso? Cuando yo cojo ese mojo.
Okay, if we keep talking like this, Mistress Kitty's going to be like, well, what the fuck?
Sí.
Oh, I did that word again. Oh, my gosh.
Sí.
Don't worry about it. This is yeah, fuck it. Fuck, you know.
I'm sorry.
In fact, hold on. I should really play this. This is hilarious. When we first started on Talk Show, after we got booted from Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because... Yeah, no, Blog Talk Radio. You guys would have gotten booted too, but
really?
for a different reason. Yeah, Blog Talk Radio is just freaking Gestapo. They don't let you do nothing. You know, even though they have a show called The Nigger Show.
What?
No.
They have a show. Somebody named the show The Nigger Show. But
that's
just
horrible.
because I said nigger, they booted me. I'm like, but you have a show called The Nigger. They're black, but I'm brown too. What the hell?
Oh, my goodness.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is. But, he's like, well, if you apologize to me, maybe I'll think about getting your show back on. And I was like, you know what? Go fuck yourself.
I would have been the same way.
I would have been like, you know, maybe if you kiss my ass, I'll think about farting in your face.
Yeah. And then he's like complaining. He's like, he told me to go fuck myself. Okay, let me see if I can find it. It was hilarious. It was when goodness, I wish my co-host would have been here. He's
That's
never
right.
around.
We're your co-pilot.
Yeah, he's never around when I freaking need him. After I freaking begged him to come back on. Douche. Yeah.
Oh, I'm only come back on.
Oh no, because he's always busy working, trying to get late.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe
you
pissed him off.
I can't. Nah. Just like whatever. Alrighty. It's like. Oh, here it is. Yes.
And definitely to the Crotch Shot Radio guys, check out their show Saturdays and Sundays at 7 o'clock on the East Coast. Saturday they do unsigned artists, and the music last week wasn't half bad. And then Sunday is, basically the idea behind that show is how many times can we say the word fuck?
Oh, come on. That's not even true. We try to fucking say fucking different things, so don't fuck around, you know? It's fucking around. It's like telling me that that's all. No, look, it's the Italian way. If you can't say fuck or if you don't fuck, it's a fucking problem. You understand what I'm saying?
No,
you know,
man,
I can't believe this fucking guy is fucking around with us fucking.
No, I really don't fucking get that. It's like, you fucking want me to talk fucking normal, and then if I say fuck, it's like, oh, it's a fucking problem. Then I'm fucking making
Wait a minute. I didn't say it was a problem. I just said,
come on.
I'm plugging your fucking show here. I am plugging your fucking show here. Let me
no,
plug
but you
your
make
show
it sound like
fucking plug a show.
Let me fucking tell you something. You make it sound like we're not fucking profound, okay? I'm very fucking profound and intelligent and very, whatever the fucking term for saying well-to-do. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. What I have been most impressed about is that despite the fact that you are a younger guy who comes from where you come from and despite the fact that you can, without any hesitation at all, refer to some people as chinks, and despite this, you still have a fairly good outlook on the world, and you are at least you're able to carry on an intelligent conversation, and you make very good points. You just happen to pepper it with a lot of fucks. Fuck, fuck, fucks. And I am just referring to that while I plug your goddamn show. Let me fucking plug your goddamn show, because that's what I'm trying to do, you motherfucker, is give everybody a fucking chance to log into your show. Because listen, I have gestured a lot of fucking shows, and I have never gone and plugged them like I'm plugging yours right now. So you should just better fucking kiss my ass over it. And when I tell people that they can go check you out on Saturdays and on Sundays at 7 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. So that's what I was trying to do. But you want to fucking play shit games with me, and now I'm not sure I want to plug your goddamn show.
Yeah, Manny, I think it's better that he plugs the show instead of plugging us.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done for the night. I think I'm going to bed. Yeah, I'm shot down. He fucking killed my ass. I'm like, damn.
Yo, he came at you hard body, dog.
Yeah, word. Okay.
So on that note, I'm going to say thank you, Carl, for participating. And you need to let us know when your show is going to be, if you guys are moving. And definitely to.
There we go.
If you talk just a little bit higher, man, you'd be good to go.
If I talk just...
I'm playing.
What?
I'm just making fun of you, man. I was listening to that little plug-in thing, and you were just, like, acting like a pansy ass. I'm playing.
Oh, really?
I'm only teasing you.
Oh.
You know it.
Yeah, I'm going to be teasing something on you when I get my hands on you.
Are you now?
Yes, ma'am.
You're not going to be a pansy then?
You wish.
Hey, so anyway, tell us about these unsigned music artists that you have featured today so far. They're all from MySpace, so you can contact them through there.
Yeah, thanks for interviewing me on my own damn show, but okay, I'll answer your question.
I'm on an unsigned music show. That's what it said, babe.
Unsigned music show, yes. You can find all the artists featured today on the CrutchShotRadio.com website, including the ones that we haven't played today. We have a whole bunch of them, a whole bunch of kick-ass artists. Just scroll down. You're going to see it on the left-hand side under
awesome.
Kick-ass
awesome.
Unsigned artists. And we got, let me actually read off the list. We got Addictive Tragedy, Alexi Vannon from Russia. We got Black Suit Youth, Bread Fam Canada. We got Chemtrail. We got Code Revival Canada. We got Koro. We got Dive. We got Farther From Resolution, Five Cases of a Tragedy, Happily Ever After, Hungry Tigers, J Luna, J Randy, Critical Contact, La Comisión, La Visión, Loquísimo Boys, Los Niños Estrades, My Beloved Tragedy, Paul Maggot, Psycho Samurais, Pui, Quality, Reality Addiction, Reborn, Section 8 Cartel. Actually, they got a show coming up July 24th, along with, I mean, not the same show, of course, but I'll mention them. Section 8 Cartel Set the Charge. Sunday Static, also, they have a show on July 24th coming up in the city, New York. So if you're in New York City, definitely check them out. We got Sirens, The Almighty Terribles. They have their new album out now. They're also on the American Drug War soundtrack. We got The Perfects, Willard's Way, if you're into country. That's like the only country band I got. And we got Wounded Buffalo Theory. So all those wonderful bands we play on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. If you want to be featured on the show, if you want to be played on the show, send your music, MP3s, to crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. And actually send 3 MP3s along with your MySpace or website so I can check you guys out. And if we like you, we'll play you. And if we don't, then thanks for coming.
I'm sorry, that whole last statement just got me going once again.
Got you going with what?
Well, you were like,
yo, yo.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You're bad. Everything you say, I turn into something bad. Maybe I shouldn't be here, huh?
Oh, no, no, no. This is the perfect place for you. We got Kevy just showed up in the chat room. We got Kevy. Yo, yo.
Yo, Kevy. So tell me.
Careful. He shoots.
He does, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think he is single, so, you know. And you are of legal age, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You
yes.
should know better than that. Of course I am.
Yes, I know. I just cut you in half and count the rings. Actually, let me see if I can get some of this, Let me plug Kevin's show. He actually has a show tonight at 9:30 called the American Reality Check Show. And why the hell is their widget? Oh, crap. I don't have their widget. Oh, shit. Well, I'm a bad man. So, yeah, Kev, what's your caller ID? While we got you here. you got policeabuse.com tonight. We got Niblick is here. Hey Niblick. We got yes. 2-2-9-2-9-5-2-1. Oh, you were on that call last night when this guy was freaking getting our master out on my ass. That was fucked up. Can't be having retards come on the show. It's some bullshit. Oh God, he freaking played me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I was like, oh, for real. So, anyways, yeah, we got Niblick. We're gonna That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it, huh?
What's up with your show? When's your show on?
Actually, we're doing a show tonight at 9 o'clock between 9 and 11 p.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time, on My Talk Dirty.
So you're going up in competition with Kev?
I don't really know, but we have a lot of people that do download episodes, so, I mean, that works out for me either way. As long as the message is getting out, then, hey, I'm cool with it.
Alrighty. So, yeah, definitely check her out, download her stuff. What's your call ID number? Throw out your link.
You know what? You don't even have to go through all that. If you just go to the mytalkdirty.com, you'll be able to look at it live, click on and listen to it live stream. Or you can come directly back to mytalkdirty.com and just look us up at mytalkdirty.
Ah, well, there you go.
There you go. And thank you for letting me plug it in, Louis B. I'm sorry, dirty mind is a terrible thing to waste. Mm-hmm.
Holla mercy.
What are you, speechless? Oh, holy crap.
Holla mercy.
Mercy, mercy.
Holla mercy.
You
know,
silly.
I just need a Jamaican guy to just throw out jargon once in a while. Like, hey. Holla mercy, man. It's just something. I'm probably going to have to try to get some Jamaican talking just for situations like this. Anyways.
Am I giggling too much? I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm a giggly person anyway.
Yes.
I can't help it. And who is Tammy? Am I supposed to be jealous now? Hold up. I'm so playing. Are you there?
Ooh. Kev, why are you trying to blow up my spot, nigga?
What you trying to do, huh?
What you trying to do?
You got your panties in a bunch now.
Goodness. That's not a good... You know, Kev is not a good wingman. I just decided Kev is not a good wingman. That's not good wingman status right there.
Hey, that's okay. I'll share.
What's next? What's next, Kev? You're going to go cock, block, bitch.
What did I just say? I said I don't mind to share.
Oh, okay. All right. Nah, it just reminds me and my boy, like, it's kind of funny because I saw this video. It's called cock blocking.
Uh-huh.
And me and my friend used to just do that on each other. It was, like, hilarious. Like, he would have a chick, and I'd be like, hey, honey, how you doing? We would just cock block on each other. It's hilarious.
Hell
you
yeah.
Know?
I call cock blocking chastise. You ever wear a chastity device?
No. We're talking about like let's say you had a girl over.
Uh-huh.
And I just come in and I'm like, here's your crab's cream. Be sure you know. They're like,
ooh,
what?
That's bad. That's real bad. No.
And she
you ever saw Jackass before? Or
yes.
I think that's you saw the one where I think he put like pubic hair, like all the guys went and shaved their pubes, and they want to make him look like a terrorist or something, and they put, it was a terrorist.
Oh, yeah, and one of them had a crab.
Yeah.
I was like, why?
I was like, that was nasty.
Yo, most of these guys do have a venereal disease going on.
Hey, that's why it's better to masturbate than to penetrate. Anyway. Oh.
Now when it comes to you.
I'm back.
Oh.
I hear Mistress Kitty laughing over there.
She's just giggling. So I'm trying to figure out which song to play for you ladies next. What you guys want? You want rock, reggae, or reggaeton?
For me, it doesn't matter. Either or, I like it all. So.
Niblick, rock or reggaeton?
I think Niblick hung up.
No, Niblick is reggaeton. Okay, we got reggaeton.
He's got reggae
with
there.
Me.
Reggaeton, that's cute.
Yes, this is La Commission with reggaeton. This is Seagull by La Commission.
Uh-oh. all.
How the hell did I do that?
I have no idea.
Oh my goodness. Hold on.
Uh-oh. It's a tie.
They're from Boston, Massachusetts. Don't hold it against them. They got they're gonna be at a festival and the Puerto Rican Festival and Parade in Boston, July 26, 3 p.m. and August 2nd. They're gonna be at Latino Concert at Fenway Park, also in Boston, Mass. So definitely check them out. Check them out. myspace.com/locomision with 1M, 1S, Inc. That's LACOMISIONINC on the MySpace. Enjoy. And we got to say a quick prayer because, you know, we're all religious here. And here we go.
Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
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 God, please give me a man that actually has a large enough penis to satisfy me. That's all I ask.
Y'all are bad. Bad. You're all going straight to hell.
Thank you, Niblick, of course. Thank you. You don't tell no lies.
You know what?
Alexis, there's no guy out there with a 25-foot cock. I mean,
like, who the hell wants that? That's scary, but true.
Lord.
But no.
Hey, Louie,
I mean,
got a Louie. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the video Granny Rides the Sibian?
No, and that sounds horrible.
Oh my God! Let me tell you what.
Tell me what?
When you know after the show, whatever. I'll send you a link. I want to hear you on the phone when you watch it because you will lose your mind. It's like either one of the worst or one of the funniest things you've ever seen in your whole life. But there's one line in it where it's a Howard Stern thing, and there's one line in it where Howard, one of Howard Stern's sidekicks, says, "This is not the amphibian."
Oh,
no,
Rapid Granny. Oh.
Oh, you got. It's like, I don't know. It's like what, like 15 minutes long or something. And there's Howard Stern. What's his one guy's name? Gary, I think. Gary says this whole room is going straight to hell. But this old woman, I mean, really, God love her. She wants to try it out. I guess like her granddaughter or somebody had been on the show. Her granddaughter was some, I don't know, porn broad or something. So she decided she was going to try it.
To do what exactly? Ride an amphibian?
No, amphibian. No, it's called the Sibian. It's like a sex toy machine thing.
Gotcha.
If anybody listens, just look up Howard Stern, Granny Rides.
Yeah, I'm actually finding it.
Granny Rides a Sibian. Oh, my God. The woman did it voluntarily. She wanted to do it. She asked to do it. I read, a little article about it or whatever, a couple articles about it. And that's what I still like Niblick saying, Granny Rides the Amphibian. But, my God. I mean, you don't
I'm
know if you're watching,
out.
Like,
I'm actually trying to snag the audio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it goes on for, and she does. You do hear, there's audio to it and everything. Some of the stuff she says is so funny.
Oh.
Granny ride in hell, no.
Rapping Granny rides a Sibian.
Yeah.
I can't find it on YouTube. Thank you. Jesus!
No, you won't find it on YouTube.
Of course not, because YouTube is a bunch of...
Go to, what's it called? I think it's file cabinet, but
yeah,
it's like cabi.net, but it looks like cabinet. I think it's on there. Or used to be. In fact, I think, let me look. I think I have a link in my bookmarks.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to do it so that way I can snag the audio. Oh, Jesus. Y'all going to hell.
In a handbag.
Going to hell.
Yeah, going to hell for this one.
And Robin Quivers, I mean, she's just losing it the whole time.
No, not an amphibian. No, a Sibian. Sibian. I understand. I get your confusion here, but you know.
Amphibian.
It's a rapping granny. Rapping granny.
I think I found my link. I saw it. Now where'd it go? Here it is. Okay, I'm gonna go to it, Niblick. I'm gonna put.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
Louie,
while we're doing that, I'm gonna play this next song.
Louie, is it okay if I throw the link up in the chat here?
Go ahead.
Okay.
This is we're gonna be while we're doing that, we're gonna be playing Actually, these guys, they have a show coming up. This is Section 8 Cartel with Lies and Agony. Cartel with Lies and Agony. They have a show coming up July 24th at the Delancey in New York City. Check them out on myspace.com/section8, with the number 8, cartel. And actually, let me get you the full address of that. That's Section 8 Cartel, July 24th at the Delancey. Admission is $10. It's Friday, July 24th, 11 p.m. At 168 Delancey Street, New York, New York 10002. Or go to thedelancey.com. You spell Delancey D-E-L-A-N-C-E-Y. Goodness, I'm gonna have to go to like freaking two shows that week, that day, that night. Holy crap, how I'm gonna do that? Alright, well, Mistress Alexis had to go. She better rate my show. Niblick, that goes double for you. You better rate the show, too. Are you leaving, too?
I don't know if he rated ours yet, either. I'm going to have to come down on him hard.
Yeah, you better come down on him if he hasn't rated the show yet. And you better leave a nice comment.
That's right.
And tell all the people that low-rated my show to go screw. So he said, get on that. How do you do that?
How do you do that?
Go into, all right, well, let me take the time. How you rate the Crotch Out Radio Show while we're on the air? What you want to do is you want to go to the main talk show front page. And what you do is you're going to see the Crotch Out Radio Show. It's on live now. It's now playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to click the green button. You're going to click the name of the show on the bottom. Do not click my name where it says Louis B. You click the Crotch Out Radio Show. It's going to take you to the Crotch Out Radio Show profile page. You're going to see on the middle of the page, on the right-hand side, you're going to see chat balloons there. On the bottom where it says rate the show, you click how many you want to rate the show. And it says write a comment. And you do that, you rate the show, you comment, you click, and if you want, you could click follow so that way you know when we're on. And yeah, the rest is history, and then I thank you for rating the show. And always also ask you to visit the website every day, crotchoutradio.com. Click on some Google ads or click on some ads you like. Feel free and patronize our sponsors. And, yeah, in fact, actually, we got a little thing of it going. If you want to earn some extra money, we got Herbal Smoke Shop affiliate marketing. You could sign up for that. You join now, you start selling some legal bud. So let's say you wanna get the pot salesman out of business.
Mm-hmm.
You buy some of this, you sell some of that, you get them out of business because you could sell it for low price, and you don't have to worry about the cops because it's all legal. And you make some extra money, and yeah, that's that. And you know, especially in this economy, any little bit helps.
So you just got that hustle going on, don't you, baby?
Yeah, you know you got to. And all this is all natural buds, all natural. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about the cops.
If wants to know, can I sell the real stuff? At your own risk, Niblick.
I do not endorse the selling of the real marijuana until it's legalized. I'm all for the legalization of it. But until then, try My Herbal Smoke Shop. Just click the link on the Crotch Shop Radio Show. And that's that. And okay, but when we're not online, if you want to also rate this show, bring it. Going back to the original, why I'm talking about this right now. Go to talkshoe.com/TC/23980. That's talkshoe.com/TC/23980. When we're not on live. This Friday, we're actually going to be doing a show at 5 p.m., because that's our new time. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 5 p.m. Right here on TalkShoe. And this Friday, we're going to be talking about news and commentary. And hopefully, you know, and come on. So definitely do all those things. You want to earn some money? See, I try to help people out. See, I'm trying to help people. Trying to help people make a living and shit, you know?
Well, yeah. Hey, we all want to do that.
Yeah.
You know what? We got to help each other but you just got to. You know what I mean? That's just what we got to do. Are you hearing me? Do I have some weird mute thing going on?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, what's going on here? Somebody actually made a picture for me. What is this? BrooklynCrotchOutRadio.com, Twitter. Twitter.com/referral.com, connect with me. Oh, that's cool. Twit referral. Yeah, and then you can also follow me on Twitter. I got Twitter.
Twitter?
Twitter. Yes, I have Twitter.
I like the way you say Twitter.
Twitter, yes. Twitter.
I actually like the way you say yes.
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 Don't ask me to say potatoes and poster.
Why not?
Poster.
Poster.
Rooster. Potatoes.
Let's see. What potatoes. Else did I ask you to say?
All right.
I don't know. Let's
see. Play this game.
Let me hear you say yes, ma'am.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Just for fun.
No.
Say yes, ma'am.
No.
Say, oh, yes, ma'am.
No.
Oh, you big chicken.
Yeah, call me what you want. I'm not saying what you want.
Bawk, 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 yeah. Bawk, 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 bawk.
No.
Come on, please.
No.
Please. Okay, I'm not begging anymore.
All right.
A true mistress would never beg.
Well, I just made you beg, didn't I? Ha ha. I'm the dom. You're the sub. Ha-ha.
No, I'm just being nice because I'm on your show.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. See, I'm in your territory, so I have to behave.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, look at Niblet. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
See, Niblet knows his place.
Yeah, you didn't hear me say it though. Ha ha. So, anyways, we got actually want to play Someday Static. This is Wake Up. That was Someday Static.
You read what I wrote up in there, though? A little bit of her reminds me. I heard certain tones in her voice reminding me a little bit of Pat Benatar.
Hmm.
A little bit. Yeah, I think
little
so.
Little bit. Check them out, SomedayStatic.com. They actually got, they have a show July 24th at Don Hills in New York City. They're, yes, East Stroudsburg University at August, you're neck of the woods. How about that?
Yeah,
East Stroudsburg University,
August
30th on Sunday. God damn, they have this thing all freaking discombobulated. But there you go, East Stroudsburg. You could take your daughter if she's back by then.
I don't know if she'll be back by then. Oh, by August 30th, definitely she'll be back.
Yeah, by August 30th, so that way you could...
She's got to be back a few weeks before school starts.
Yes.
You know. We got the shopping to do.
for school.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I didn't know Victoria's Secret has a back to school sale.
Don't be talking about my daughter. I will rip you up.
I'm not talking about your daughter.
Don't be dissing my daughter.
I'm not dissing your daughter.
She don't wear no Victoria's Secret shit.
I'm not saying it's for her.
Oh, okay.
Stop assuming.
Stop assuming. Whatever.
See,
that's what I say about that. Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, nice comeback.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Don't you hate that? Whatever.
Oh, I punch girls in the face every time they do it. Like, what? Shut the fuck up. seriously?
What? This is an old joke, so you've probably heard it, and it's really...
How old is it?
It's old. It's probably, like, you know, at least half as old as I am, and that's old. But, so you've probably heard it, but... This is so bad, but it's your kind of joke. Do you know what you tell a woman with one black eye, or with two black eyes?
Nothing. She's already heard it twice.
There you go. That is so sick and disgusting, but I don't know. I see the humor in that, too. Just like I see the humor in Granny riding a Sibian.
I don't know, man. I was just like, you know, you don't hit girls.
Don't hit girls.
You shouldn't be hitting girls. Girls carry babies.
Well, you just shouldn't hit girls.
And I saved the babies.
Well, no, it just
shouldn't. So anyways, Don Hills. Don Hills is at 511 Greenwich Street, at Spring Street. So I guess it's on the corner of Spring Street and Greenwich Street in New York City. The number is 212-219-2850. Oh, wait. I think I'll be able to make both shows. So, yeah, Someday Static. Gonna be, they're gonna be doing the early show. So I'm probably going to have to go there first and then run to see a Section 8 Cartel. Because I really don't want to miss a Section 8 Cartel show either, because they're freaking high energy and I like getting in the fucking mosh pit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, because I have a cane. And since, they can't deny me entrance because I have a cane. I use that son of a bitch as a weapon. And especially when those little white gut kids try to come and knock me down, I'm like ready. I'm like, all right, bring it. Like, oh, shit. these Hispanics don't know how to, they don't play. That's right. Didn't I say Niblick to freaking write a freaking comment?
Uh-huh. He said he did.
No, he didn't. He didn't write a he rated the show. He didn't write a comment.
Now see, he says on here, if you go back and look at your chat.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the page right now. I'm looking at it right now. He didn't
Well, you know what? He just IM'd me. Let me ask him.
He said he's writing.
Do you have to refresh? Maybe you have to refresh your page.
Let me refresh it. Cuz I refreshed it and it just had the rating. Hold on, let me see. Let me see before you punish him. Nope, not yet. Kick his ass. So anyways, we got 3 minutes left to the show. Like to thank everyone for coming listening to the show. Like to thank Jethro, Cool Guy, Tammy, Truth Brigade Radio, who she's on at 8 PM at American 8 PM Eastern at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 7 PM Central. 6 PM Pacific. Check her out. I forgot what her show's about today. I'm sorry. We got Kev. His show is on at 9:30. He has policebrutality.com. And also, of course, the Talk Dirty. Talk Dirty show is on at 9:00. Over here on TalkShoe.
That's right, with me and
yes,
my side.
Yeah, she has a live chat. Truth Brigade has a live chat at truthbrigade.com.
Okay.
Where you can actually listen to the show first because she has a widget, a shoutcast widget there. So now you can listen to the show and chat at the same time. So now I don't even have to open up my Winamp and, you know, do all that crap. I just go to one page, bada bing, bada boom, and I'm good. Tonight's show.
Cool.
tonight's show, yes.
Hey, Nibbles told me, he said he did do something, but he said he must have done something wrong because the action was not completed. He said he'll do it later tonight.
What do you mean later tonight?
Well, that's exactly what he said.
Again? Satellite terrorism again?
What?
Again?
Okay.
I'm talking about Chiefs Brigade. Are you having the same guy again? I guess so. So, definitely check those out. CrotchShotRadio.com, as always. And, as always, check us out Friday, 5 o'clock, news and commentary. And from me to you, as always, truly, madly, deeply, sweetly, fuck your mothers.